I ain't got no reason to lie about it. He says, I know. He says, I don't know what it was. He says, I ain't gonna say it was a train. But he said, I was four then it was a train because he wanted me to get him to push it over the hill.
You couldn't see it when you got off the train. It was gone by that time, wasn't it?
Well,
or was the train circling?
The train's so long that I can't see back there, see, and mm-hmm. The rear end back there.
Went so straight.
It's straight up through there, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Unless you got way over to the walk way out in the field, maybe look way back through there, something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And,
there was a train.
I don't know, me and that boy, up on the head end there, like I said, Ronnie Bell. I know we seen an object up there flying, which I know it wasn't an airplane because, I mean, I checked it out, you know, in case the sun was kind of shining on it, but really it was too early that morning for the sun to be up that high to shine on anything, really. But
looked like it was shining off metal, huh?
Yeah, this thing, it was flashing off metal. It'd go a little bit, and it'd really light up, and it'd disappear just a second there, and then it'd be all lit up again now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was
tilting.
Yeah, and it looked like it was going right through the sun, and that poked up there.
Now, let me ask you this. Did it look like regular light, like a light bulb on, or did it look like
the
sun glinting on?
No, it was more of a real white light. You know, like something real bright, real clear looking.
Well, what I'm trying to determine is whether it was actually light or reflected sunlight.
No, it didn't really look like a reflected sunlight, because it was, like I said, it was clear, you know. I mean, you could tell it was round, but it was up pretty good distance up.
It always stayed the same shape.
Yeah, it always stayed the same shape. And this looked just about like the size of a basketball from where we could see it. It was just about that big around off from where we could see, you know, seeing it going through the sky up there.
Uh-huh.
But it was going like going right directly toward the sun, and that before it got there, it turned, and it looked like, and it went kind of east, and it never did sit no more after it. It looked like it made the turn.
Okay. Now, if you can find out any specific times or locations or persons on this other thing for Monday, would you call me?
Yeah, I'll call you and let you know.
Also, anything that comes up in regard to those signals, if, say, a month from now you find something wrong with those signals, would you let us know?
Yeah, well,
Because here's the thing. We've got...
Go ahead.
Is this new number for the UFO?
Yeah, who'd you say this was?
Willard Schweikert from Evansville.
Okay.
To the east of us, it might be maybe as far away as Chandler or something. We see an object.
Okay.
We live on the west side of Evansville.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people have called, two other ones have called us from near the middle of town.
Okay.
Sometimes it looks like a burst of fireworks, orange or red burst of fireworks. And then sometimes through binoculars it looks like a worm wiggling.
Huh.
Now, we've watched it now for very nearly an hour.
Okay. Let's see, that was about 6:30 you started seeing it.
Yeah, between 6:30, something like that. Now, some other friends of ours told us from more to the east side, from where Oak Hill Cemetery is, where the new highway goes through town.
Uh-huh.
They called us, we're on the west side.
Okay, west side of Evansville.
Yeah.
Now, let's see, what's your telephone number in case we have to call you back?
Well, 422-4875.
Uh-huh. Now, is this directly east of you?
Yeah, it's directly east of us. We live on, it's about halfway between 460 Expressway and the Diamond, or the Malvern Expressway.
Okay, now, do you see planet, the real bright planet out there in that direction too?
Well, now there's a real bright thing there now. It's closer than any planet has ever been.
Well, now there is a planet that's real bright in the east. Now, is this to the left of it or right of it or what? That's Mars that you see real bright out there.
No, this is not the planet. I know where that is. I've seen that too a while ago.
Okay.
But now this is something that's real bright. It's orangey when you look through binoculars.
Uh-huh.
So, that's all I know.
So you've actually got two bright ones out there though, right?
Yes.
Okay, good enough.
Okay.
We might call you back. Thank
you. Okay, if you find out something, let us know something.
Sure, we'll do.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Coronado Street, and I was just in bed, my mom came downstairs to get me up, and we looked up the sky with the binoculars, and there's two flying objects up in the air.
What direction are they?
northeast and north.
Northeast and north?
Yeah.
Okay, you just saw them a few minutes ago?
Well, wait a minute, let me see.